Well, many people will probably like to call the universal plan the will of God. And who shall say they're not right? Maybe it is. It well could be. But whatever it is an immutable principle against which we cannot survive without obedience. Therefore, the time has come definitely to watch these changes, to see how the tendency has altered, that now atheism is no longer very popular. Atheists are very quiet these days because they have no one who wants to listen to them, and they're having hard trouble believing it themselves. But in common case, they're coming around to realizing that a government is failing, that a world is getting more sick every day, and that nations that are hardly large enough to actually be counties are now independent states, and all these things, and everybody disliking everybody. Everybody waiting for someone to turn their back so we can grab what they have. This type of thing is beginning to be very sickening to a very large group of people. And this sickening is simply the evidence of having done it wrong. The sickening isn't being pointed out by the finger of God, but it is being pointed out by the history of our day, by the circumstances and the conditions. Now, we have also here quite a group of religious people. And they're in trouble also because religion up to now has been rather clannish. It has never been liberal or broad in its consequences. Religions have been at war with each other since the dawn of time. We have wars and various difficulties. We have persecutions and massacres in which, in the name of God, we have been murdering our friends and relatives for ages. So this type of thing is not a success. But the possibility is there that all religions are minor divisions of one grand octave, the spiritual self, the spiritual unity. That all the religions have the same source of life, the same means of sustaining life, and the same obligations. Now, why we should constantly try to discredit other people's beliefs is a little difficult to understand, especially as we're doing nothing with our own. But the truth of the whole situation is that one of our great problems has been the Spanish Inquisition, has been the various tyrannies in the name of religion, which has proved to us conclusively that is not the answer. And in this particular time, religion itself is changing. Religion is recognizing that it is a natural destiny, that its essential purpose is to help, not to convert, and that there is no need to convert anyone who is living in harmony with a constructive spiritual integrity. There is no need to convert a Buddhist, no need to convert a Parsi. The only need to convert ourselves when we claim to be something and don't live it. Where we refuse and deny the problems of our own daily integrities, in those areas we need to get some assistance. We do not need, however, to ever think that we can do it by simply changing a faith. Because the faith is part of a level. We will say, for instance, that there are 10 levels of religious integrity. There's some small native people out on the summit of things are in the lower grade. They have their witch doctors and their various seers and chieftains, and they live a very simple life. Their whole philosophy was as it was with the wandering tribes of American Indians. Be friendly, trust your visitor, and help whenever there is trouble. This was enough. So we go on up over through all these different levels of religion. We find the glories of Buddhism, the wonderful ideals and hopes of Zoroastrian philosophy. We learn the wisdom of the Greeks, the wisdom of the Latins. And we say to ourselves, why, as our neighbors say now, that these religions died because they were not strong enough to live. We lost the Greeks because they weren't strong enough to live. We lost the Egyptians because they were not strong enough to survive. They developed too many iniquities. But the truth is the entire opposite. We lost Egyptians because they were overcome by militant destroyers. They didn't die because of weakness. They died of assassination. The Greeks died when the Romans came in, and the Roman Greeks died when the Muslims came in. And the Muslims summed it up very simply. If it's in the Quran, we've got it already, and if it isn't in the Quran, we don't want it, burn it. This is not the sign that Egypt failed. It was a proof of inability of a single unit to survive the pressures of the rest. We can do the same thing in our Christian life. The law of the wars of Christianity, the Crusades, one after another, the child Crusades, in which thousands of infants went out and died in the desert. All these things are not because of God, are not because of evil beyond the guardians of Gog and Magog. These difficulties are due simply to the fact that we don't accept the fundamental fact that it is our business to clean this up, and that it is not the business of heaven to receive our prayers and petitions, but to roll up our own sleeves and see that it doesn't happen again. And we have the same with wars all over. One group is down, has to be democratic, and the other group is democratic and doesn't like the Democrats. Everything is different. Everything is confused. A man gets up and someone contradicts him before he says anything. And this is all presumed to be inevitable, and nothing you can do about it. The fact that it is not inevitable, and the real reason that nothing gets done about it, is because people are not honorable, not honest, not fair, and not good-hearted. They are simply exploiting each other, and the exploitation ends in death. Not because a god or a devil is out there to do it, because vibration destroys that which destroys it. When we put a bad vibration into a pattern, that pattern is gone. When we make a bad vibration in the human body, we sicken and die. When we become afflicted with a bad habit, drugs and things of that nature, the body sickens and dies. Wherever we abuse civilization, it sickens and dies. Everywhere it is the integrities that have to live. And if we have those, we have nothing else to worry about. The problem is not to find a solution or some hero to stand up and tell us what to do. The hero may make his own rewards in the world to come, but we have to make ours by doing it ourselves. And that is what we find is facing us in the 21st century. We've got to get something out there that's some good, something that is more than profit, something that is more than finding new ways of exploiting natural resources. We've got to find ways of ending war, and we've got to find ways of bringing people to the realization that we live in an honest universe, and the only way we can live in it well is be honest ourselves. The day of the corrupt leaderships of the past, which we can read in any encyclopedia or in any history, the leaderships of tyranny, the leaderships of corruption, the leaderships of mass murder, all of these things have brought us where we are because we deserve to be there. But it's perfectly possible to change it. There is nothing about evil that good cannot remedy. There is nothing about the problems of the moment that wisdom cannot solve, if that wisdom is intelligent and constructive. Now, we want to set up great systems to fight this corruption. We want to have special ways of doing it and make a great ado about it all. It's not that difficult. We don't need new courses on all this. We simply need basic intelligence. We need to take the courses we already have and put soul back into them. Because what the whole educational system, the political system, and the industrial system have lost their souls. They've lost their contact with the infinite good. And this infinite good is not necessarily a person. It is an energy, a principle, a vibration, something that has arisen in space long before our time. Where it came from, we do not know. But we are affirmed and can to consider that whatever it is a sovereign good. And we can call that sovereign God, and we will not be far from the truth. For the infinite principle of good is worshipped by philosophy under the symbolism of God. But God is the one thing that nothing can pervert. Nothing can injure. Nothing can corrupt. Therefore, to stay on that side of the fence is to stay with security to the end of time. The days of corruption are numbered because we haven't the resources to preserve them. And the time now is very near, and we're going to have to live ethically if we want to survive. And we do want to survive, and we will survive. But we would like to do this rather pleasantly. We would like to survive rather cheerfully, so that our children and their children will have a pleasant world to live in. We would like to work in a way in which there won't be any more wars, because there'll be no reason for them. We would like to have food for everyone, instead of wasting it. We would like to have a better living conditions instead of using almost all of our resources for weaponry. Quiet, simple people, ordinary people, working quietly together, can do what the giants have never been able to do. Give us a world worth living in. And as we do that, we climb up this stand of the vibrations, and we find that there's a vibration within our own bodies for each of these levels. Each of these levels reacts into us, because we are all planets. We are all solar systems. Small ones, yes, but the same general principle. And we can make the same corrections in ourselves that result from a wise viewpoint in larger matters. We can become peace-loving in our own natures. We can forgive our enemies and we won't have them anymore. We can be unselfish, and we can get away from a competitive arrogance in which we strive to outwit and outwisdom everybody else. The problem is not to do these things at all, just to daily keep the rules. Keep the rules of that created us. Keep the destiny which confronts us. Continue to go on to do what is right and what we know should be done until it is done correctly. That will give us the new start and a new foundation for a better life than we've ever known here. There is no reason why a people as intelligent as the modern world cannot reorganize itself to keep harmony with the rules of its own salvation. We know these rules exist. We see people falling under them and trying to crawl out again. We see all these things failing from lack of integrity. But it hasn't occurred to us to try to improve the integrity. What we have tried to do is to find new ways of bolstering up our corruptions. It can't be done. We might as well get used to the idea and set to work to use the truths we know and the principles that we are learning to understand to become useful and become a help to our own kind. The more we do that is right, the better the future will be, and we will come into the new century with hope and understanding. Thank you.